self-portrait as an incubus. The way young boys prey on each other's fears as the sun dies out, hearing the rusted chains of the porch swing, hearing the languid fizz of each firefly hovering just outside the window. We rest heavy and hard after watching three horror movies in a row. First, Alien. We quivered while Ellen Ripley stared down the jaws of something black and malevolent, even in the feminine, a trace of masculine violence. We will enact what we will enact. The Exorcist bored some of us with its slow meditation on personal demons. We had trouble relating. None of us were Catholic. Nearly all of us had succumbed to sleep by the time Nightmare on Elm Street flickered on, perhaps because most of us knew our sleep would be untroubled. There would be no nightmare. We lived on cul-de-sacs and avenues, not streets. And with fireflies humming at the partition, a shadow couldn't be more than a shadow. I couldn't sleep, consumed as I was by my trembling, but felt their sleeping, their dormancy, how it stirred in me a hunger black as a pocked tooth. The pain of that night was like the pain of a tooth. It swelled, it ached, it was growing. Their snoring rolled like thunder tumbling down a promontory. Their snoring settled and echoed like a stampede at the bottom of a valley. I was an alien, visible and then not, creeping on all fours across the floor, taxidermied in mid-prowl between the pauses in their breaths. Those pauses killed me. Will they wake or keep sleeping? Will they wake? What am I doing? Moving in darkness, my movements so strange, so threatening, so creepy, I couldn't stop. I was a creature possessed, habits governed by a sense of threshing. Maybe I drooled acid, could twist my head 180 degrees like an owl. Between thumb and forefinger, between thigh and thigh, I chanted, "Do not wake, do not wake." Instead, "Dream how much you love me, and wake loving me. Let me lurk a little longer in twilight." I knew I wasn't the only one awake. They only pretended to be sleeping so they could feel pleasure without acknowledging it, without swallowing the beaded guilt growing heavy between us. At that age, we were all xenomorphs, strange shapes, and we didn't want to dream that we were monsters, that our bodies could slowly fold together like hands in prayer. The dream came anyway, curled slowly around our inner ears, humming, I am, we are." Even in the flashing firelight, thunder still rolling like runoff down my back. I fed steadily on the dark matter in the space where their brains should have been. When they woke, we could finally look at each other without pretense, brush our fangs at the sink. Together we peeled back our rinds, cut nooses from their centers.